whatever you said. How many of you feel like the Lord has given you special graces and a special word for this Christmas season? Anybody? One little fellow over there. Junior, come here. Come on up here, little fella. That's good. You know what I want you to do? I want you to say, here am I, Lord.
Here am I, Lord.
Be it as you said.
Be it as you said.
I'll do anything you want.
I'll do anything you want.
I want to be a blessing to you.
I want to be a blessing to you.
This Christmas.
This Christmas.
That is the sweetest little kid. How did a mean old thing like you, Angel, get a sweet boy like that, for God's sake? Listen. I know. Oh, my gosh. Oh, it's so much fun. She laughs. She knows me. She knows what a great fella I am. Who else wants to say anything? Anybody? I'm preaching a message tonight called The Savior of the Trinity. I'm talking about Jesus, and he's the Savior of the Trinity. And the Trinity I'm talking about is mankind. We are made in the image of God, and we are triune. We are a Trinity. We are made up of spirit. And we'll look at it. It's a small s. Soul, which is our reasoning powers, our thought processes, okay? The good, the bad, and the ugly. And a body. Now there's two bodies. There's this body we're in right now. And there are many disarrays at this time with bodies. They get sick. Things happen. I've never seen so much sickness and death. I don't know what's happened in the last 8-10 weeks in our community, but people are dying daily. My dear friend, Darlene Odom, just passed away. Did you know that, Brenda? Yeah. How old was she? How old? Pushing 80? Oh. Tim found her, huh? Tim Pettigrew? Yes. And you were driving by and you saw the ambulance. And at what time was that? Yeah. And then today, of all things, people were crossing the bridge. There was another 3-car accident. Millie got there right after, and somebody lost their life on the bridge again today. It brought back the memories of my dear brother, my little brother, Dwayne Self. 3 years ago, I think it was, he was killed on that same bridge. And please be careful and pray before you cross that bridge. Amen? Amen. Does anybody else have anything they want to say? Anybody else have anything they want prayer for? How about you, Licia? Are you good? Okay. All right. Well, I'm preaching that he is the Savior of mankind, the Trinity of mankind. Let me have Luke chapter 2, and we're going to read verses 7 through 20, and more of the Christmas story, but you can get a lot out of this stuff. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. You know, so many today, we have to ask ourselves, do we have room for the presence and the will of God in our lives? That's what's important. You know, we sing a song, I'm not here for blessing. Lord, you don't owe me anything. I've just come to worship you. I've just come to praise the Lord. I've just come to praise the Lord. There's more to it. Let's read this Bible verse. I forgot the rest of it. And there were in the same country shepherds. Now shepherds were just regular folks. Like we've got people that bale hay here and they raise cattle. Stuff like that. I saw it was a place the other day, and boy, they had a bunch of goats. I thought, man, look at all them goats. Some people have chickens. I was watching on the news about this company that just folded over. And even though they had a contract and everything, and they're going to have to euthanize in Arkansas here around the Fort Smith area, 1 million chickens. The guy said, I have a 3-year contract. I was on my second batch of chickens, and this happened. He said, I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, this is a time, there's always something going on in our lives with the person next to us or in our community. This was a year of a terrible, back in the springtime, situation, a shooting right at the Sonic. It was just awful. There are things that are just, it isn't like it used to be. It just doesn't seem like anything sacred. Nightly, you can watch the Fort Smith news, and there's shootings up there. There's one, a father and son team. They're both being charged first-degree murder. This boy, he's being charged as an adult. He killed a 15-year-old boy, shot him, and shot his brother, too. And this is a common thing. You know, I go back, and I believe in generational curses. I believe in things can get set in the ground, so to speak. And this area, back during the 1800s, 1860, 70, 80, Bass Reeves, one of the great sheriffs that came out, Judge Parker, hung 83 men in a short period of time to try to bring some civility. But people like Jesse James would come down here because it was an easy place to hide out. If this was no man's land. There is a placard at the Vincent Electric in Russellville that says Jesse James was here and he watered his horse here. And they tell that for the fact. But there's things that are happening, and what a Christian should try to do is try to give joy, try to spread some kind of hope, some kind of a word of kindness for somebody. And I think one of the most powerful things a person can do is look for somebody that has less than them. Look for somebody that you can pray for. I ask people every day. It's one thing I make it a point to do. As a man came and did some work for Millie and I today, and I just asked him if I could pray for him. And I began to pray. The Lord began to show me just a few things, and it kind of touched his heart. I just sent him on his way. But, you know, if we wake up in the morning, if we ask God, Father, help me to make this world a better place today somehow, some little something. You know, we all have something to give. We really do. All of us do. You have your smile. You have your outlook. You have your kindness and your patience with others. And if ever we needed it, we need it now. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. A little speck about 11,000 miles away from us called Israel, in deep, deep turmoil right now. But that's where the law and the word of God came from, Israel. That's where the Savior of the world came from, Israel. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem every chance that you get. Could I have some more of them verses? Let's go down. We're going to go to verse 20. So we'll just, if I could have, For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And what they're saying here in the Greek language is there's a Savior. His name, you shall call him Jesus. And that means Savior. And which is Christ. In the Greek, that's the anointed one. In the Hebrew, it's Messiah. It's the anointed one, the chosen one, the one and only, the heavyweight champion of the world, the lily of the valley, the bread of life, the soon coming king. Billy Graham used to say, there will not be peace on this earth until the Prince of Peace comes back. And I've come to kind of believe that. I mean, it's not getting better. In Matthew 24, Jesus said this. Trouble's going to get so bad, man's going to get the ability to utterly destroy himself. And except those days be shortened, mankind would destroy himself. And then Jesus said, but be of good cheer, because for the elect's sake, because of my children, because of my chosen ones, those days will be shortened. So, praise God. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Now give me the rest of them up to verse 20, and including verse 20. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, hey, you know, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. You know, it's funny. He didn't give that information to the banking system or world leaders. He gave it to the shepherds that were taking care of the sheep. You know, the word shepherd and pastor in the Greek in the New Testament is poimen. It's the same word for shepherd as it is for pastor. And pastors indeed are shepherds. Let us now go unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. And they came with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now you have to understand what that is. It's a feed trough where they feed animals. They had called for a worldwide tax of the known world, and they had to go to their place of birth and origin, and where they went. There was so many people, there wasn't enough room there. Now, who would send their son, the Savior, King of the world, like that? Well, God did. You know, don't ever think that God doesn't understand what you're going through, because he does, because he went through it too. He knows what betrayal, rejection, hunger, pain, being accused of things that he did not do. He knows what that's like. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary, this is a verse that touches my heart, but Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And more when I pray, God has showed me a heart. And he said, Angelo, he said, a heart has many folds in it. And there are things that many people can't even speak of. They're just so awful. And they're in their heart. And I want to set them free. I want you to help them. And when he said me, he meant all of us. He wants us to help folks if we can, to try to be kind and speak a kind word, to be patient just for a moment. And I'm so thankful. Every time I'm asked to pray, we prayed today for the volunteers. And they're always so giving. Some of them don't go to this church. I think some of them don't go to church at all. We don't care. We just love them. And we want to speak a blessing over them. And I always say to them, if there's anything in that fold in your heart, lift up your hand. And I'm going to pray about those things. And I'm going to tell you, thank you. We couldn't do this without you. You know, the things that we want to do at the senior center, is that it, with the turkeys? Our senior meals. Is that the ones that we're going to do this Monday? You know what? God, and they said, how old are you, about 52? 50 in your early 50s? No, I said, I'm 72. He said, man, you look like you're in your 50s. I said, well, I'm not going to give you any more money, but thank you. And I like being a senior. You know why? I lived all my life to get to where I'm at right now. And you know where I am? I'm at the place like never before. I know this. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future. And life is worth the living just because he lives. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. You know, people are still keeping all things and pondering them in their hearts, their hurts and stuff. Sometimes you can just see it in their eyes. And if we could just give them a smile, something, try to make them laugh. Give them a moment, listen to them. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Last place, let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 23 and 24 in the New Living Translation. And I'm going to tie this thing together. Why Jesus is the Savior of the Trinity of mankind. Now, may the God of peace make you holy in every way. And may your whole, look at it, spirit, small s, soul, and body be kept blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ comes again. God will make this happen, for he who calls you is faithful. Everybody in this room, you've been called by God. He didn't make a mistake. You're well able to do what he asked. What I asked little Junior to do just a little while ago is what Eli, the priest, asked little Samuel, the prophet, when he was just a little fella, probably not much bigger than Junior. He said, Eli said to little Samuel, the next time you hear him call, say, Lord, here am I. I'll just do whatever you say. And what a deal. If you could hear his voice, would you be willing to do anything that he thought you could do tonight? I think you would. Now, that small s, we're made in the image of God, and man has a spirit made in the image of God. And it says here, may your whole spirit and soul, and man has a soul. That's number two. And that's the reasoning part of man, his thoughts, good, bad, and indifferent. And man has a body now, but will get another body as soon as Barbara, if we saw her, I think she would be illuminated. I think she would look great. I think she would look wonderful. And at this time, we have a temporary body, but in heaven, we'll have a new, everlasting, glorified body. Now, Jesus is the Savior of all three of these parts of mankind. Throughout the Bible, it refers to Jesus saving the three parts of man. The Lord heals this body so many times, even today. even with all the doubt and unbelief. All he's looking for is somebody to believe him. God is still saving people, miraculously saving people. It's just beautiful to see. And God is working with our mind, and he renews our mind, and he helps us, and he tells us to be transformed. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed, be changed by the renewing of your mind with the promises of God, with the word of God. Sometime soon, we're going to learn about the gifts of the Spirit and how they act in the body of Christ. And I'm going to try to get everybody in here to move in the Spirit. How does that sound? Does that sound wonderful? We're starting to see things like that happen here. And you guys have these gifts inside of you. Let me ask you something. Jill, this is a very small crowd. If you could pray for one person in here, who would you pray for? Why don't you get up and pray with her? Now, I want to say this. Jill moves in the Holy Spirit. Girls, go over there with her. And anybody else that wants to, go over there and listen and watch and draw from. The anointing of God is taught, and the anointing of God is caught.
Heavenly Father, we come before you now in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And I lift Stacy up to you, Father God, and I ask you, Lord God, that at this time at Christmas, Lord, that you would help her to have peace, even though all the things that they're going through and the worries that they have and, Lord, the things that they have to sacrifice right now, Father God, that you would give her that peace, give her the joy, because, Lord, when you came down, you brought joy, and I pray that the job, we already prayed and asked for the job, and I thank you that it's already on the way, and it's going to be the perfect job, but, Lord, especially right now, I ask for her whole family, that they would have peace, and that they would not worry, and Lord, that they would have joy. In Jesus Christ's holy name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jill. Thank you for letting us pray with you, Stacy. Let's take the moment of 1 Corinthians chapter 11 to examine our hearts, get ready to take communion, and then we're going to go get some goodies. Well, make sure to get two, three, four of those artichokes. If you've ever lived in California, you develop a taste for them things.